Dennis Wise. He is very wise. also known as Truth Will Out, he is the producer of Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. The website is thegreateststorynevertold.tv, and he is also the producer of Communism by the Backdoor, and that website is communismbythebackdoor.tv. And one can actually acquire a hard copy of The Greatest Story Never Told. It is a 6-disc box set with bonus features. Dennis, tell people how they can acquire that.
Yeah, there's another website called truthwithout.tv, which will eventually house both of the documentaries. But at this moment in time, you can get the Adolf Hitler documentary either by going to that particular site, truthwithout.tv, or going to the Adolf Hitler Greatest Story.tv. But as we were saying, we were talking about this. You probably know about this letter, Diana. It's a letter which was sent by the British government to the BBC and to the British clergy in 1944, 29th of February. And it was reproduced in this book, a 1958 book called Allied Wartime Diplomacy, A Pattern for Poland, written by Edward J. Rozek. The gist of the letter went out to say that we recognise that the atrocities were about to follow with the entrance of the Red Army into Europe. We've seen in the past recent years of the activities of what happens when the Red Army invades, and so we don't expect anything different, the rapes, etc., and the plundering. And what they're doing, they're asking the BBC and the British clergy to back up any of the stories that they're now going to put together, which demonises Germany, because what they're actually saying is the population, unfortunately, is aware of the atrocities made up in World War One, as you just mentioned previously, and so they're going to make some new atrocities up, and they want the full backing of the clergy and the BBC. And consequently, the documentary goes on to show that these atrocities, like the Jews were made into soap and everything else, which ran for many years, were eventually Israel, you know, denied they ever happened. But that was like 20 years later, and everyone still believes them today. So, right. An open letter then from the Ministry of Information going out to the BBC admitting that they're going to make up these wartime atrocities, only Germany, but Japan as well.
Absolutely. They made up so many stories, and it's just amazing that that people believe stuff if they think critically about it. I mean, you had one guy who recently died, who claimed he was in Auschwitz, and yet he doesn't have a tattoo. Did not have a tattoo on his arm. He died just recently, and he was talking about how blood was gushing up out of the ground. And I mean, so many stories.
Yeah.
Anybody, if they just sit back and think, let's see, could that happen? If somebody's buried in the ground, that their blood would gush up out of the ground? I don't think so.
There's a great video on YouTube by Bas Sanderson, who's not particularly a fan of Hitler, by the way, but he does a video on the Holocaust, and just by working out just common sense, the two ovens in the 1940s weren't capable of burning 2,000 bodies a day.
Of course not. It takes 7 hours to burn one body.
Exactly. And he tells people, look, go and phone up your local crematorium, they'll tell you, don't believe, you don't have to believe me. And it's just simple mathematics that this myth was just one big incredible lie. But not only that, you know, with the offers of the Holocaust pensions and things, that these people just went along with it and just said, oh yeah, I could do a pension for the next 30, 40 years. Yes, of course it happened. Yes, I saw the bodies. Unbelievably, it all galvanised eventually for it to come out. I mean, the Holocaust, the word itself wasn't invented as far as the camps till the '70s. I mean, Holocaust means a burnt offering, which is what Germany suffered in all them cities, which is what they suffered in 9/11, and what they suffered at Waco. These are real burnt sacrifices, Holocaust.
Yes,
unbelievable.
And you know, during the break, I was thinking, It wasn't just Hitler that they wanted to destroy; they wanted to eradicate every German. They wanted to kill every German.
They did a good job.
They surely did. With the 200 encampments that they had, Scallywag Eisenhower had.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a murderer, just out and out a murderer. And the encampments, if you compare Auschwitz and the buildings that they had, the amenities that they had, to the encampments did not have any buildings at all. No buildings.
Nothing.
They had a tower and barbed wire and a trench. And that's it.
That's it. Yeah, and people were banned from taking food and water.
Yes.
Or they would be shot. And some people were shot at.
Yes.
James Bass goes into great detail and did a video on that particular subject with James Bass narrating. And then I edited it down for the Communism by the Back Door. And he goes on to explain that the Morgenthau Plan was implemented, even though Roosevelt and Churchill had signed it and then went back saying publicly, how could I possibly sign this? They actually did go through with it.
Of course they did, yes.
Of course, there's 20 million Germans, between 15 and 20 million Germans died after the war, which people aren't aware of. But what's most interesting is that I was looking a little bit further back to Adolf Hitler after World War One, and Versailles was the Morgenthau Plan in disguise. Versailles was meant to kill 20 million Germans, which is why Hitler came along and said enough was enough.
Yes. In fact, they said, you either sign this treaty or we're not going to lift the sanctions. They didn't lift the sanctions for 9 months, where several tens of thousands more people died between their signing the treaty, which the November criminals should not have signed, and the lifting of the sanctions. And at the end of the war, people were living in basements. It was devastated. The country was absolutely devastated.
Hammered. The thing is, as well, what people don't realize is that this has been a plan of these people for years. It goes back to the early days, just after World War One, when the Kudenhof-Kalergi plan was issued. I mean, he wrote a book, and the EU have gone off it ever since. And up to World War II, that plan was being put into action, as we said, because of this Versailles Treaty. And it only died down with the rise of nationalism, people like Mussolini and Franco and Hitler. But as soon as the World War II finished, that plan was put back in again, where it was said that all Europe must be race mixed, one race, and dumbed down with education. Now, I looked into the list of the prize winners, and obviously it comes as no surprise as who's won that particular prize. And the prize is only won by people who have done certain things to, enhance that agenda. And obviously Merkel was not a surprise. Tony Blair was not a surprise. But in the final episode of Communism by the Back Door, I'm going to hold it back because one person was a surprise to me. And the excuses that they made about him were futile. The fact is, you can only pick that prize up. It's called the Charmaine Prize, and it's based on the works of this Kugenhof-Kalergi guy. And the ultimate aim is to dumb down a Mongol-mixed Europe, which is what we've seen with the Africans being piled into Germany by Merkel. We are checking any of their identities and calling, these Syrians refugees, when obviously the ages are between fighting men between, 18 and 25. They're all piling over into Europe. They're coming from Somalia. They're coming from Afghanistan. And with the ultimate aim to mongrelize Europe, Germany particularly, but all of Europe. And this is a crazy psychopathic plan. And one person in particular wasn't a surprise, but was a surprise, if you like, and I'll reveal that in the last episode, because it ends all arguments. Whatever anybody says, how great this guy was, the fact of the matter is, his agenda was to wipe out the European white race.
And you're not going to tell us?
I'm going to save that for the last episode, which will be about 2 or 3 weeks. But you can always check. If you insist, I will do. If you insist, Diana, because I can remember a time when I first, knowing what I knew about German Hitler, I remember switching a time, a time when I switched on the internet and I heard two ladies talking and I could not believe how they were talking about this guy who I'd always known about and the greatness of him. And that was yourself and Veronica Clark, and I was in awe listening to you both. I was just in awe. And I hooked from that moment on, and that kind of set the way for me to do documentaries. So in a small amazing way, if you want me to reveal that name, then you're probably the only person in the world who can force me to do it.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I won't take advantage of that. Okay.
Well, be sure to watch the last episode.
I will. I definitely will. Yeah. You know, speaking of people... I have noticed, and I'm sure that a lot of other people have noticed, that some of the people who used to talk about World War II mm-hmm. and Germany and Hitler are no longer around. and I feel really bad about it. I know that people have asked me just recently what happened to Wayne Ferranti, and he had a website, Justice for Germans. And then there was Rodney Martin mm-hmm. And Veronica Clark and yep. several other people. And, I mean, there's still some out there, but.
Yeah, strange, isn't it?
I think that they get so, targeted.
Yeah.
People get targeted. I mean, I know that, Rodney's dog, somebody got a hold of the dog and slit it open. I mean, and same happened with the cat. His wife got terribly sick. So things do happen.
Sure.
But there are still people around, you know, Thomas Goodrich.
Thomas moving to Europe, I believe.
Is he moving to Europe?
That's what I'm led to believe. I don't think he's moved yet, but he intends doing, yeah. He's going through a divorce at the moment.
Yeah, he's had some personal problems.
Yeah.
And, but he's suffered a great deal.
Yeah, he has, yeah.
And,
you see, the fact of the matter is that people in America are under the false illusion that they're safe if they use the real name, you know, and these people are what they are. And even though there's an element to the fact that there is still free speech in America, people do leave themselves as targets. I mean, can't remember his name now, but I'm sure you'll know. I mean, the young guy he used to have his own radio station, and he lost his job. Down there in Florida, I think he lived there.
Yes.
So yeah, they can be targeted because they will approach your employees, etc. And you know, life won't get any easier. So you know, but over in Europe, we're used to this, you see, because there's places in Europe where you just mentioned certain anti view of these people, and you're placed in prison. So
right.
You know, it's a problem, you know.
Yes, and a couple more.
Yeah.
That I just thought of. Two of my friends up in Canada. Well, they died, and a person that I used to talk to frequently that lived in Texas died. And
strange.
And as you say, people get fired. If you're young and you talk about, if you have a job, if you're employed and have to depend on your employment, you talk about stuff like this, you're going to get fired. And and even if you're not employed and you don't have to depend on you know, working for somebody, you can lose family. You can lose friends.
Well, one particular person just wrote on the internet, Hitler was right. That's all he wrote. Hitler was right. And he was fined £400.
Wow.
Now, you know, what crime did he commit?
Exactly.
They said it was hate speech, but, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, I know that in certain countries, what is it, 16 or 19 countries, that you cannot talk about the Holocaust because you can get put in jail. Well, people have been put in jail. I mean... Certainly, Ernst Sandl has experienced a lot of
suffer a lot of pain, and people don't realize, because the general public look at it from just from the surface, and they don't realize that in Germany, when it's a Holocaust trial, there is no plea of innocence. It's just not allowed. You cannot plead not guilty. You have to either plead guilty, please be lenient, or guilty, send me to a mental institution. Them's the only two charges that can be brought against you. And so when people see these people are always getting defeated in court, they think that the court is right all the time.
Oh, sure.
Crazy.
Because we've all been indoctrinated to obey an authority figure.
Yes.
And I know that, a lot of people I know have they're just not out there anymore. And, I have a close relative that hasn't spoken to me for almost 4 years.
Really?
And, it's heartbreaking to me. And,
But that is a propaganda. This is the wire fusing that we were talking about early on. It is intense in our brain. It's been drip for 70 years, you know.
Yep.
Incredible.
So you do pay a price, but you know what? It's worth it.
Well, you know, to live a lie, you know, is an awful thing. The Germans, especially, are that kind of people. That you know, they're open to being. Hitler said this many times that you know they're no match for the Jew. They can't even think like the Jews do. You know, the Jews have had 2,000 years of, you know, you can breed fighting dogs. You know, and you know if you're a fighter and a boxer, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in that boxing ring, you're not going to surrender. Well, the Jews are very similar in that way, where for 2,000 years they've been kicked out of all these countries and they've lived off their wits, and the wits is usually evil, and they're all religion from the days of Babylon is hatred of a certain race, and so you know, but this inbreeding for 2,000 years of them, they've come out this kind of virus that if they go into a society, it will not take them long to secure positions of power and take over the country. And that is exactly what they've done for 2,000 years.
Yes. They also, if they don't ruin you personally or get rid of your job or fire you, they will attempt to destroy your business.
And demonize you.
Yes.
No doubt about it. I mean, the fact that, you know, I mean, A great loss I felt was, I always get his name back to front, but believe me, I am in absolute awe of this guy. Is it Michael Collins Piper?
Oh, yeah.
Unreal. He's unreal. His research, I could just see myself there all the time. It was unreal. And when he said that he thought the John Birch Society was controlled, I believe the guy. I have to believe that guy.
Absolutely.
I mean, I do use parts of what they say in the documentary, because most of these people at some point do tell the truth, and so I use that angle in the documentary. But I understand totally when Michael is saying that kind of thing, I've got to stand by him, because the guy is an absolute pivotal of truth. And
yes.
I can't say any more about anybody. I just love that guy. I was gutted when he died, because I never got a chance to talk to him, you know, which I would have loved to him.
Allopathic medicine killed him. It was, he died, he was diabetic, and a lot of diabetes, diabetics, die, what they call a dead in bed syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And allopathic medicine killed him. I miss him.
A great loss, really. There's very few people I can connect with like that, and I've used him in the documentary. He came out with a great line, which was used by Ezra Pound, because at the very least, people ask me, well, what can we do about it? Now we know, what can we do? Well, the first thing in any situation is you've got to find out who your enemy is, and now you know things will go as they go.
Exactly.
And he came out with a great line.
Let's talk about the Khazars when we come back.
Yeah, sure.
All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dennis Wise, also known as Truth Will Out, and I really believe that. I believe that the truth will ultimately win. He is producer of The Greatest Story Never Told, and you can find that at thegreateststorynevertold.tv, and Communism by the Back Door, and you can find that at communismbybethebackdoor.tv. We're going to talk about the Khazars. Mm-hmm. And when you really look at history, more or less history that 800 years ago or more, when was it? 800 BC? No, AD? Yeah, the Khazars. The people that call themselves Jews are not Jews. They are a Slavic race of people who were... Well, they believed in the phallic symbol, and they promoted sexual indecency, and they weren't nice people.
Yeah, I covered them as well. It's an interesting one, this, because Dr. David Duke believes that that's not the case. He doesn't believe that. But
I think that, well, there's a lot of evidence that the 13th tribe by Arthur Koestler. Yeah. The Ashkenazi Jew, a Slavic Turkic people in search of a Jewish identity by Paul Wexler. The Jews of Khazaria by Kevin A. Brook, which is very, very scholarly. The Invention of the Jewish People by Shlomo Sand. And Brook really does present a very scholarly view
Yeah, I believe it.
About this, yes.
Benjamin Freedom did a speech and I use it in a documentary, and I've kind of blended the pictures in with it, which explains what he's talking about. So that this race of people decided at one point, they needed religion. The king decided that, the choice between Christianity, Islam and Judaism, and they chose Judaism, and these people converted overnight. And today, when you're looking at the so-called race of these people, the people down there in Israel never actually were in Israel to begin with. And most of the Wall Street bankers are all this. I think maybe 90% of the whole Jewish community is Ashkenazi. So yeah, you're quite right. I'm a big believer in it, but just a bit of confusion brought to the table because of David Duke not being, and one or two people believe him, and so there's a bit of a conflict. But I certainly agree with you, Diana. It's Ashkenazis.
Oh, absolutely. And if you just look at their characteristics, and they've been classified by anthropologists, so it's not just a theory. They're not the descendants of Judah,
That's right.
The 12 tribes of Israel, and they're warlike, violent.
Violent. I was just going to say. When you look at the events. If anybody can argue about Roosevelt now, he would surely get blown out of the water. When the press knew on the island that Japan was attack was imminent, and now we discover that one of the Chicago papers printed his war plans a week before Pearl Harbor, and they brought the code as well, the Japanese code. Roosevelt sacrificed over 2,000 American sailors to get into that war with the false flag. But people still. He's still one of the most popular presidents, which is unreal, and he's good because he's protected by the media. And so, consequently, again, I call them the sons of Roosevelt with 9/11, did exactly the same thing. Again, yes. They piled into the, 2,000 people killed in the building and off to war again. Same script, people, same script. Sons of Roosevelt, I call them.
Yes. Well, the 1954 Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 4, states, and I quote, Khazars, but they spell it C-H-A-Z-A-R-S. And they say, a people of Turkish origin whose life and history are interwoven with the very beginnings of the history of the Jews of Russia, driven on by the nomadic tribes of the steppes and by their own desire for plunder and revenge. In the second half of the 6th century, the Khazars moved westward. The kingdom of the Khazars was firmly established in most of South Russia long before the foundations of the Russian monarchy, which were in 1858-55. Okay, we'll be right back.
Sure.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dennis Wise, and his websites are thegreateststorynevertold.tv and communismbythebackdoor.tv. We do have a caller. We usually don't take calls till the third hour, but why don't we go ahead and take her, and then we can talk about Roosevelt and the Khazars. So let's go ahead and take Nancy.
Hello?
Yes, Nancy, welcome.
Hi. You know, I'll remember that for the future. So it's the third hour you take calls?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So all I was going to say, when you were talking about, you know, how the debate, the discussion about Khazars versus real ancestors of the actual tribe of Judah. Remember how violent the Old Testament is. You know, remember how they were told to go in and kill the men, women, children, and animals.
Yes.
And so, I think that either way, it doesn't matter. These people are still living by those Old Testament rules, which are defined in their Talmud. And they have stuck with that. They rejected Christ's higher law. And I think that's kind of what the situation is.
Right. And they don't really, we're told that they, like the Old Testament is their book, but actually it is not. The Talmud is their book, and mm-hmm. it is a continuing thing. So if you read the Talmud, or if you read Michael Hoffman's book about Judaism, the like over 1,000 pages, then you will learn a lot. But it's very interesting. Did you have a question for Dennis?
Oh, I just absolutely love both of you guys. You guys are great. I'm so thankful for all the work you've done in bringing the truth out.
Thank you. Pleasure.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, we were talking about quasars. Let me...
Partial 11, I believe, though.
Yes. Okay, at the time, at this time, the kingdom of the Khazars stood at the height of its power and was constantly at war. At the end of the 8th century, the king of the Khazars and his grandees, together with a large number of his heathen... Are you there? Are you there? Dennis, are you there? Yoo-hoo! Oh, okay. So I'll go ahead and share this. Do we have him?
You.
Oh, good. Yeah. Somebody was trying to get rid of you.
Always happens.
Yes. Okay. So at this time in 855, the kingdom of the Khazars stood at the height of its power and was constantly at war. At the end of the 8th century, the king of the Khazars and his grandees, together with a large number of his heathen people, embraced the Jewish religion. Now, we know that Poland, and by 1016, the Slavs vanquished the Khazars and seized a major portion of their land, which became Poland, Lithuania, the Grand Duchy of Moscow, and other Slavic states. Now, at the beginning of World War II, or right before, and of course, Poland was kind of created, recreated at the end of World War I. And 10% of the population of Poland was Jewish.
Yes.
Which is, I think, very significant. The other thing that you had mentioned, Roosevelt, and this week somebody sent me a photo, an image. It was an image, and it was a list of all the people who owned slave ships during the early days of the importation of slaves from Africa. And one of the names on that list was Roosevelt.
Yeah, I think he's of Dutch descent, certainly Jewish, as is Eisenhower. So, like I said earlier, they have these means and ways of rising through positions of power, seizing positions of power, because I think it was Michael Collins Piper again who actually said that it's easy to take over a place from inside than from outside, because as soon as the infiltration is made, you then get all your friends in and replace the people that are in there. And before you know it, you're actually running that department. And so he goes on and on and on, right up to the White House, to where we are today. It's an infiltration from inside rather than an attack from outside the walls.
That is so true. Now, you said that Eisenhower was Jewish, and I know that when he was at East Point, that he had the name the Swedish Jew, but there's a website, Jew or Not Jew, and it says that he wasn't, but he certainly was mentored by Bernard Baruch, who made $50 million during World War I. $50 million.
Well, that makes him even worse if he's not a Jew in my eyes, because these Jews couldn't pull off what they pulled off without the help of traitors. So he's even worse in my eyes if that's true.
Yes.
And I didn't think he possibly could be.
Yes. As far as I can tell, he was German, which doesn't make sense either.
No.
I mean, how could a German... Now, I have German ancestry. My Germans came over to this country right before the Revolutionary War. In fact, they came over to help fight the Revolutionary War.
I had mercenaries, yeah.
And they stayed. And I just can't believe that anybody that has German blood...
To go back over and kill them all.
That is just unbelievable to me.
Well, the problem is, Deanna, there's a lot of historians over the years in America who were great historians, great researchers, but have all fell at the Adolf Hitler barrier. Eustace Mullins was one. Bill Cooper was another. There's several, you know, who just could not get past that that barrier. And that is because Europe at that time was in lockdown. The Jews controlled all the media outside and so fed this demonization of Hitler to the point of brainwashing. And so that it actually hurts for any of these people to even go anywhere near researching Adolf Hitler. And all they need to hear is, oh, he was a Rothschild, and switch off, go somewhere else. And that is the problem. Even if they've got a German blood, they weren't... See, in the last episode, in the trailer for Communism by the Back Door, I show the landings at Normandy, and I've always said that those Christian soldiers were landed at, and this has nothing to do with religion as such, but they were Christian soldiers landed on D-Day to take out Adolf Hitler. That is what they believed. The actual reason they landed at D-Day was they were there to help Stalin. And the memorial, the Normandy memorials over there, which is under American control at the moment, if you go along, you can actually see the eye and the capstone of the pyramid overlooking the dead of Normandy. These people died for the New World Order, and the New World Order is communism. These people died for communism, and it's only now that people are starting to wake up. But it's such a tragedy because they didn't know. You can't blame them. They was put in this righteous position of let's go and sort out this monster, what's causing all these problems. There was no idea of them ever knowing the truth. It's right. A great tragedy. Great tragedy. And you know, to an extent, I can forgive the Eustace Mullins and the Bill Coopers on that particular subject. And I can certainly, to a certain extent, understand why those soldiers landed, you know, thinking, righteously, we've got to end this dictator.
Mm-hmm. And so. you never know. Had they lived longer, maybe they would have come to a knowledge of the truth. But I believe that that Hitler was a bad person too. You believe that he was?
Yeah, and, I so.
And but as I compared the scorched earth policy used during the so-called Civil War with the scorched earth policy used by Stalin,
it's to repeat himself.
You have to be objective. You have to look at both sides, and it doesn't make any difference what subject you're talking about. You have to look at both sides and use critical thinking to decide, okay, what is true here? And if you look at what happened to Germany, if you look at the devastation and the people that were raped, there were raping 8-year-old girls. Nuns, then it's pretty obvious who the monster was. And it wasn't the Germans. If a German had acted in the same way,
he would have been executed.
Yes, immediately.
When you look at what Hitler did, there's great arguments over Hitler being a Christian or not, but you can't get away from the fact that his activities were in line with Christianity. When he went to Spain and sent his Luftwaffe to help Franco get his army back over from North Africa, which was stranded, it was only then that Spain could turn around the communist attack, which had raped and plundered and killed priests and etc. So whether he was Christian in some people's eyes or not, you cannot deny that that was an aid to Christianity. When Europe was being attacked by the Bolsheviks, or intended being attacked by the Bolsheviks, he preempted that by invading the Soviet Union, and he protected Christianity. I found a whole list of leaders who were in that Axis power were all Christian, of different Christian religions, but ultimately Christian. And so when that Axis power went into the Soviet Union, it was a holy war. It was a holy war declared in 1933 by Samuel Luttermeier, who came back after a meeting in Switzerland of the international Jews, because they'd lost the country of Germany. This was a great deal to them. You know, suddenly they didn't have the banks in Germany, didn't have the hold of the financial strings. And so he came back to America and went out live over the radio and declared a holy war of sanctions to bring down and starve the German people. This was fact. It can be seen in the documentary and on the internet that this was a holy war. Even Benjamin Friedman turned around and said, he lived in Germany at that time, and he said the Germans knew that this war was eventually going to be, was it going to be a Christian Europe, or was it going to be a Europe run by Jews? And we look today, we see Europe as it is, with brothels of bestiality under Merkel in Germany. You know, the same people that got rid of out to Berlin.
Yes.
And they moved to Hollywood, this cesspit in Hollywood, which has spewed out films of anti-German nature for 70 years. It's, yes. We're going back to Babylon. In the constitution of the EU, in the trailer what I use, I show the BBC coming out and stating there is no room for God in the EU. So when you have a place where there's, whether you're religious or not, you know, it's been proven by non-religious people that when a society gives up on God, it goes into oblivion. At the end of the day, if you give up on God, you're living in a society where anything goes. You're now living under the laws of Aleister Crowley. And if anyone knows half about what Aleister Crowley is, what I do, you would know you would put a bullet in the child at birth. At the end of the day, he was evil incarnate. And if somebody says, look, we don't need laws. We don't need any kind of laws to say what's wrong and right. Wrong, because people's attitudes and morals are different. What I think is morally wrong, another person thinks is morally right. You know, this is the reason we're seeing paedophilia being pushed in movies now in Hollywood. The whole essence of it all was a battle for morality, and the Germans were the height of morality. Leon de Gaulle turned around and said, about the SS, before they entered a town, they would straighten their uniforms, they would put on a tie. There was a height of, the impeccability, and these were the forefront of the German army, who never took a backward step, was totally aware of the Bolshevik agenda and fought to the death. And they also have been demonised, and even today you'll see a 95-year-old SS man dragged into court and prosecuted. We are back to the days of Babylon. Whether anybody out there believes in Christianity or not, the Ten Commandments have been the backbone of Christian Europe for centuries, and by them laws alone, they've survived. You take them laws away, if you live in a country without God, that is a country you do not want women and children to be a part of. Believe
exactly, me. Exactly. And when you look at the number of Christians that were killed during World War II.
On both sides.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And this was on there where they've infiltrated, again I explain, after World War II, the Vatican in particular was infiltrated by Freemasons. Suddenly you get a rising in paedophilia. They can't come out immediately and say it because they know there's 2 billion of them. So what they try to say, they'll demonise Hitler, call him an occultist, and then they'll introduce the Vatican II Council, which strips away everything what the Catholic Church stands for. And even people have left that church because it no longer represents the Catholic Church. The Pope today is no Pope. As explained again in this documentary, he's an anti-Pope. He's preaching the New World Order. And it's open, plain for everybody to see. A lot of fools, because they think, suddenly we can welcome gays and we can welcome, atheists into the fold. But that is not the original doctrine of the Catholic Church. It is twisted now and perverted. And so we are now in the last days, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And the Germans were the penultimate of that morality. And I'll say it to the day I die.
Right. Now, I know that homosexuality has spread. I know that there are things in our food function as endocrine disruptors. Yeah. And so there's so many ramifications regarding our culture and our what society is becoming. I think it's deliberate. I think it's...
It is. It is. I mean, they're killing the ruggedness. This is a communist trait. They kill the ruggedness. They kill the man in the population, which is why they got rid of the SS, which is why Hollywood is always pushing these movies about women being strong and men being weak. And you see it in the sitcoms. Every day, it's drip, 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 drip. So you get to a point where, the aim of it all is for the New Agers believe this as well, that they believe that mankind will eventually be androgynous or even transgender,
transgender, yes.
Mechanical inputs. You see the problems now in America where somebody in their mind believes that a woman, but dressed like a man, is allowed to go into a lady's restroom. It's just, how crazy is it going? This is Babylon. This is Babylonian teaching.
Yes.
Crazy.
I mean, it is really awful. And when Hitler came to power, was voted in, he cleaned up Berlin. It was a pit, an evil pit. Somebody asked me recently if I would consider doing a program on what is going on, and I love animals too much to even consider doing a program on what's going on in Canada and in Germany. Anyway, we will be right back in 3 minutes.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Dennis Wise. His websites are The Greatest Story Never Told.tv and Communism by the Back Door.tv. And what was that other one that?
Truthflare.tv.
Okay. All righty. We will open the phone lines in the next hour, so call in with your comments or questions.
Can I just say, Diana, there's two beauties, what I call beauties, to the two documentaries. The first one is, although it's 6.5 hours long, you can watch it in 15-minute parts. You know, you can watch half an hour each night. It's not a problem, that, because it follows on like a series and everything's in order. Well, up to a point, everything is in order. The second documentary is different in the way it's 15-minute parts, but in these parts are individual items which make up the New World Order. For instance, you know, the usury of what they use, the actual mystery teachings, the secret societies, and each in these parts you can go straight to them. So even though it's bordering there on 4.5 hours, nearly 5 hours, again, you've got the simplicity of it. So I'd just like that to point that out to people who are suddenly faced with awesome tasks of watching quite a number of hours.
Yes, and you can also, with Communism by the Back Door, mm-hmm. You don't have to do it in any particular order unless you want to.
Exactly. This guy was arguing with me the other day, insisting that the Bushes were communists. And I said, look, you don't have to watch the whole series. Just go to part 14 and 15 minutes. You can come back and tell me, am I right or am I wrong? And he did that, and he came back and said, I totally understand where you're coming from. So that's the great little beauty of that system.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. The Bushes? Oh, so many things, dreadful things happened under the Bush administration. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, he was governor of Texas. And I remember when I was rather ignorant, I went down to Texas to teach a quilting class. And he was governor at the time, and talking about running for president or something. And I thought he was okay. I was so stupid. Oh, my gosh. No, I'll say ignorant. I was so ignorant. And
I voted for Tony Blair, so I can't criticize anybody.
The people...
Just to get rid of Thatcher. Sorry, go on.
The people that picked me up at the airport, they were just incensed. Yeah. They hated this guy.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, there's some things I don't know about. So,
exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. He did so many things in Texas that he then implemented on a national scale, and a lot of it had to do with mental health care or mental health. I'll just say mental health.
Yeah.
There's no care in health. But seriously, he was, people hated him. So that made me think, gosh, I better figure out what's going on here. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a shock to a lot of people about Margaret Thatcher, because she was this icon of the right wing who went over to Europe and demanded this and demanding that.
Yeah,
and then all along you find out that she's a Rothschild puppet.
Yes, and she was good friends with Reagan. Okay,
exactly.
We're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, New Manna is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from New Manna. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.